Oh, Cecil, we can't go out tonight.
Oh, Sally, you said you'd go to a movie with me. That's why I hurried over.
Well, I'm sorry, Cecil, but I can't go now.
Why can't you?
Well, I'd rather not tell you.
Well, you got to give me some reason for standing me up like this.
No. You go on to the show by yourself, and if it's not too late, you can stop by on your way home.
Oh, I don't want to go by myself. Why can't you go?
Well, because I can't, that's why.
That's no reason.
Well, I have a reason.
Is someone coming over later that you have to see? Callers?
No, that is, I don't think so.
Well, why did you suddenly change your mind? You were tickled pink when I phoned a few minutes ago.
Well, something happened while you were on your way over.
Yeah, you changed your mind. You decided you didn't want to go.
Oh, no, Cecil. I want to go. Honestly, I do, but I can't now.
Well, what are you going to do then?
Well, I have to stay here in the house. You go on to the show by yourself.
I don't want to go by myself, I told you. I want you to go with me.
Well, I want to, Cecil, but I just can't. It's impossible.
Why is it impossible? Just tell me one little reason why you can't go to the show. You could half an hour ago.
Oh, but Cecil, I didn't know then that is... Well, I can't go now.
Well, you've got to tell me why then. That's only right.
Well, I'd like to, Cecil, but I can't. You have to trust me.
Well, you haven't got any right to say you'll go someplace with me and have me chase over here to get you and then back out.
Well, I'm sorry. I really am, and I would love to go, but... Well...
Well, you ought to give me some excuse. Oh, come on, Sally. Let's go.
It's no use arguing, Cecil, because I can't go.
What are you so nervous about?
Well, I... You see, I'm not nervous, am I?
Yes, you keep twisting your handkerchief. You'll tear it in a minute.
Oh, that's all right. It's an old one, anyhow.
Sally, what's the matter with you? Oh, I don't like all this mystery.
Well, there's no mystery, Cecil. I just can't go with you.
Why can't you? Won't your uncle let you? Did he stop you from going?
Well, in a way, that is... Well, not exactly, you see...
No, I don't. Where's your uncle? I want to ask him why you can't go out tonight.
Oh, no, Cecil, you can't see him. He's upstairs.
Well, I want to talk to him.
He can't... I mean, you can't talk to him either.
Oh, what the heck is this all about?
Oh, Cecil, goodness, I'm sorry, but do you have to have a reason? I should think you'd be satisfied. I can't go out, and that's that. Now let it go.
Well, I won't. Why can't you? What's stopping you? What's the reason?
Must you have a reason for everything? Oh, I tell you what I'll do.
Tell me what this is all about. Why you changed your mind.
I didn't change my mind. I still want to go, but it's impossible now.
Well, why? Just tell me why. That's all I want to know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go with you tomorrow night.
No. You promised me that you'd go tonight. Why can't I see your uncle? I've got a hunch that he doesn't want you to go.
Well, he doesn't, Cecil. That is,
Oh, he doesn't. What's he got against me, anyhow?
Nothing. He likes you. Honest, it isn't that. Oh, Cecil, please don't make me tell you.
Why won't he let you go out with me tonight? Why?
It isn't that he won't let me, Cecil. He wants me to go, but he doesn't want me to go.
Yeah, that's plain. That explains a lot.
Well, it's the best I can do. I can't go with you, Cecil, so you might as well go on by yourself.
I won't put one foot out of your house until you tell me why.
Well, you might as well prepare to spend the night here then, because I won't tell you.
Well, why won't you tell me?
Well, I want to, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Oh, Cecil, don't give me a third degree.
Oh, what's this all about? Have you gone goofy? Your uncle wants you to go, but he doesn't want you to go. And you want to tell me, but you don't want to tell me.
Cecil, you might as well go. You're just wasting your time. I can't say a word.
I'm not going. If you can't go, well, we'll go for a ride in Ben-Hur at least.
I'm sorry, Cecil, but I can't go out of the house.
Well, I'll stay here with you then. We can go sit in the living room and talk, can't we?
No, Cecil, you better go. You better come over tomorrow night.
Oh, I can't stay over here either. You're going to chase me off.
Yes, Cecil, you better go.
Who's coming over after I'm gone?
Nobody.
Ha, funny joke. There is two.
Cecil, there's no one coming over. You better go now, please.
Oh, I see it all now. I see. Oh, no wonder.
Oh, Cecil, you don't see anything. Well, good night, Cecil.
Alexander is coming over here to see you. That's why you're trying to get rid of me.
Oh, Alexander. Cecil, I haven't seen him for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so you phoned him to come over tonight. That's the reason.
Now, Cecil, don't be silly. Why should I want to see Alexander?
That's what I intend to wait and find out.
Now, Cecil, you can't wait. Well, goodness.
Oh, I know. I'm not so dumb.
Oh, Cecil, you are. No one is coming over here tonight. I'm going to be here alone as soon as you go to the movie.
I'm not going.
Oh, yes, you are, Cecil. You have to.
You can't put me out. I'll go if your uncle orders me out.
Uncle Thomas can't speak to you.
Why can't he speak to me?
Oh, Cecil, please, won't you go now? I don't want you to go, but please, you'll just have to.
I'll go if you'll tell me the truth. What this is all about.
Are you determined to know?
I know already. You're waiting to see Alexander, your secret love.
Now, Cecil, don't you say that. It's not true.
Well, why can't you go out with me now? And what are you trying to shush me for? Answer me that.
Cecil, I'd like to tell you, but I can't. Please believe me.
No, I won't. Why can't you tell me?
Well, because it's too humiliating. Oh, dear.
It's too humiliating? What do you mean?
Oh, Cecil, I'm so ashamed. Please be nice and go.
What are you ashamed of? What have you done?
I haven't done anything. It's not my fault.
Come on, Sally. Let's go to a show.
Cecil, I have to stay here. It's my duty. Don't you see?
No, what duty? Hey, Sally, what's the connection?
I guess I'll have to tell you. You would have to learn everything and humiliate and embarrass me. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
So you're sorry you made a date with Alexander now, huh? You want to straighten it all out.
Cecil, I'll tell you.
All right, I'm listening.
You would have to know. Well, it's like this. You know, Uncle Thomas didn't go to the store this morning.
I know. You said he was sick.
Well, he's not sick. He's upstairs. Oh, goodness, but I hate this. It's so degrading.
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, Cecil, did you know that Uncle Thomas used to play football when he was a little younger?
No. But he's still got a good build. He ought to have been a good player.
He was. But once in a game, he had all his teeth knocked out, and he had to have a set of false teeth put in.
You mean a set of, a bridge that goes in and out?
Yeah. Nobody knows it. Oh, goodness. Well, he can take them out when he wants to, and, he really shouldn't have to have false teeth, but they were knocked out, and he had to have something.
Naturally. I didn't know that. That's too bad.
Well, last night, he was invited to a dinner party, and he went. And they had things to drink.
You mean wine and things?
Yes. And Uncle Thomas, Cecil, this is so humiliating.
What did he do? Get tight?
Oh, don't say that awful word, Cecil.
Well, did he?
Well, he took too much. He never drinks either, but he took too much. And when he had too much, he decided that he'd been missing a whole lot of fun. And, Cecil, this is awful.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Oh, it's disgusting. But Uncle Thomas didn't know what he was doing. Well, he decided then that he was going to start drinking after this and that he had to make up for lost time and that he was never going to eat again. All he was going to do was to drink. And so, guess what he did?
He passed out.
No. He took his false teeth out and gave them away. He said he wouldn't need them anymore and he was never going to eat again. He was going to drink. Isn't that awful? And he's so ashamed this morning.
Well, what's that got to do with us staying home?
Well, Uncle Thomas made someone take his false teeth.
He really gave his teeth away?
Well, he didn't realize what he was doing, and now he doesn't remember who he gave them to.
He doesn't remember who he gave them to? Oh, Sally, that's funny.
Oh, Cecil, I wouldn't let anyone know for the world.
Well, I won't tell, but, gee, that's a good one.
So, you see, Uncle Thomas is upstairs, and he can't talk to anyone, and he can't remember who he gave his teeth to, and I have to stay home and phone up everybody that was at the party and find out.
Well, why didn't you say so? I'll help you phone and find out. Oh, that's not too awful.